Tonight, I would like to give a Akdama. We're learning Hilchas Kibud Av Eim. So Akdama, as the Shulchan Aruch starts off, Tzorach Lizar Ma'oid B'Chavad Ava V'Imai, a person has to be very Zar. So a Shtikal Akdama to go through what's the reason and the Tama Mitzvah of Kibud Av Eim, which we'll see is also Negeya and Halacha. The Musa part and the Halacha of the Tama Mitzvah and how to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. We know the Mitzvah of Kibud Av Eim, these are Mitzvahs Aseh, which is in two different places. These are Mitzvahs Aseh of Kibud, which is in the Aseret HaDibris, Sayin Yisrael, Kabbat HaSavich V'Asimecha, and Sayin Aseret HaDibris in Vas Chanon. And then there's another mitzvah saseh of Moira, which the Torah says in Kedoshim, Ish Imoi V'Aviv Tiro. There's a mitzvah of Kibud, which is Bekum V'Aseh, positively doing things, like the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says, Kibud is Mashkeyu, Machileh, you do things. And then there's another mitzvah saseh in the Torah, which is Moira. Moira means lo yeshiv v'mkoyma, you don't call them by their name. These two mitzvahs, and if somebody sits in their seat, he's not oivar alav, he's mevatel daseh bekum vaseh. The Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah that you're not, bezdin is not koifa. Anytime a person doesn't want to do the mitzvah, bezdin is koifa. But since it's matan tzchor v'tzida, the Torah says that he's a richas yom, samela bezdin is not koifa. And we know, even though it's two different mitzvahs, and by one the Torah marked them the av, one the Torah marked them the aim, the Gemara says already that gol v'yidua, that a person is more machaved his mother because the mother's meshtadle b'dvarim. So mele the Torah says kavad es avicha v'esimecha, which means you should also machaved your father. And who didn't fakeret by moira gol v'yidua, that the person is more machaved his mother, more moira of his father. Because the Gemara says Malam de Torah, so Mamela ish imoy v'avet tero, but avadet shava both ways imochiyev kibud amoyra to both. There's no bigger than, not that the Gemara says who's kaidem, but there's no bigger chiyev by one over the other. What's the reason? What's the tama mitzvah for the mitzvah of kibud av eim? So it's mevor in the chinuch. The Chinuch says the reason why the Eibishta gave us the mitzvah of Kibud Av Eim, Meshar Shea mitzvah, that a person should be Makir Toiv. To come to the mitzvah, to come to Akaras HaToiv, Sheyakir V'yigmol Chesed, a person should have Akaras HaToiv. It's a Yisoid for a person in the life to have Akaras HaToiv, and a person shouldn't be a Kofi Toiv. A Kofi Toiv is a very low thing. A person will be a novel and Kofi Toiva, to Mida Ra Mu'usa. What's Akaras HaToiv? A person should eat an alibi to his parents, that his parents put in so much effort, that his parents are the ones that, because of his parents, he's in this world. And when a person's born, the parents are meshtadl, and they put in koichas and everything, so a person has to have Akaras HaToiv. They put in a lot of effort. So mameila, a person's going to have Akaras HaToiv to his parents. That's one thing. Besides having a karas atoif, the appearance, that's one reason why the Torah gave the mitzvah of Kibud Av Eim. Another reason in the mitzvah of Kibud Av Eim, that by having a karas atoif, the appearance, you can also come to have a karas atoif to the Eibishter. What's a karas atoif to the Eibishter? Because our appearance brought us to this world. The Eibishter is the Siva of any person in the whole world from Adam Arishan. And not only does the Eibishter take care of us when we were a child and gave us food, the Eibishter gives food to everybody his whole life. And the Eibishter gives us everything. So a person should come to have a Karas HaToiv. She yikva zeis amida to have a Karas HaToiv. Ya'ale b'menu l'haka toiv esakel baruch hu to have she. The Eibish is a Siba of Ad Adam Arisha and a Shehoitzi La'avira Oilam, and a person gives, the Eibishter gives a person food and is Masapik called Tzarchav. Samela, we should have a Karas HaToiv. That's the reason why we have the mitzvah of Kibud Av Eim. In these two reasons that the Chinuch says to have a Karas HaToiv, one mitzad appearance and one mitzad a Karas HaToiv to the Eibishter, so these two nice Mar Makoimis, one is the Yoitzris and Shavuos. So even if somebody says already Yoitzris, I mean Shavuos morning, you have to be up, you know, to even be there. It's in both days of the Yoitzris. It's written, the Yoitzris are written some by Tanoim and some by Rishonim. This one is written by the Rishonim. He goes through the Aseres HaDibros, each one, and explains the reason of the mitzvah. So by the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim, I'm going to take out just a few lines, but he goes through why should somebody do the mitzvah. As Zoyin Le'erecha, listen to the appearance, because they davened to the Eibush that you should be born, they gave you food, Hamal v'shechel levush adonim, they got you, they put on clothing, they dressed you, malchocha, they gave you food, they davened for you, they davened if somebody was sick, they also took care of you. If someone got sick, they fasted for that kid, they brought the kid to Yerushalayim, to mitzvahs. So Mamela, Zakhtar Python, I say chefsam, do what they want, the leito is upon them. You should listen to your parents. I skipped a lot of lines, but the insight is he goes through step by step everything that the parents said. Mamela Shava Karasatoiv. The same thing as this as I read from the first day, the same thing as the second day also. The same goes through with the Aleph phase, but also to listen to the appearance of Hakar Satoiv. Legabe Hakar Satoiv to the Eivishta, so the Chayv Savavis and Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, it brings that the reason why a person should listen to the Eivishta of Hakar Satoiv, Sok the Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh Per Gimel, Oy Harishayim, because the Eivishta was Hafach, a person, Me'ayin Leyesh, a person is only in existence because of the Eibishta, and a person, the Eibishta gave a person a neshama. If not, a person will be like a chai, won't be able to talk b'chlal. Then he says like this: he says a person to be able to understand why he has to have a karas atoiv, he should be yitin aliboy. What would be a set of parents that Rahman al-San, they decide they can't take care of their child and they put the kid down on the side of the road? Somebody drives by and picks up this child. He adopts the child. He takes care, gives the kid to eat, enrolls the kid in school, gives clothing, everything. The kid gets sick, takes the kid to the doctor. When the kid grows up, it's poshut that the kid's going to have a karas atoiv to this set of parents that took care of him. Alachas kama v'kama, zokt chayvus avavus, a person has to have a karas atoiv to the Eibishta, that it's not only the Eibishta made that we should be born, and the Eibishta alts young and older, and every person, no matter what age he is, the Eibishta is taking care that he should have in existence food and everything. The Eibishta pasecha sedecha mazbi al chokhai ratzain. So mainly you have to have a karas atoiv, that's a rishon. Zokt chayvus avavus weiter, v'hasheni. What's the second? He points out vayta that a person should have a karas atoiv. He says a mayor de gazach. What would be if somebody, you know, somebody on the other side of the world that could be able to create a var on eyes, hands, and he's somebody that was born without an eye, Rahman al-Atslan. So he goes to that person, he travels the other side of the world, and he goes and he gets an eye. It's pasha that'll have of a whole. It's pasha is gonna have a karas atoiv to the person that gave him the aver. We were born, Baruch Hashem, we're healthy, we have hands, we have eyes, we have everything. So it's partial, we have to have our karas atoiv. So Atkan, in the mitzvah, we're going to be learning now, the next couple of weeks, the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim, which the Shulchan Aruch says, it's a chomer de gemetzah, the Torah, it's from Yishalmi. So the yisoid of Kibud Av V'Aim is a karas atoiv to one's parents, and a karas atoiv to the Eibishta. What is the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim? Avada, we know the mitzvah is you give them, they need something, you give them to eat, you give them to drink. I want to share with the Olam Achaya Adam, which is really Sefer Charedim, I'll say it inside also, which takes the whole mitzvah to a new perspective, and it makes it the understanding, it makes it easier to be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah. A lot of times it can get very challenging. The Chaya Adam, the third in Klal Samach Zayin Sif Gimel, Sok the Chaya Adam, the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. If you look around by every mitzvah, there's some mitzvahs that are mitzvah of Maisa. Let's say sitting in the sukkah, blowing shofar, taking lulav, different these mitzvahs by Maisa. And then you can be over on a mitzvah alav, eating treifas, that's by Maisa. Then these mitzvahs that are not by Maisa, they're by Dibur. What's a mitzvah by Dibur? Kriyashma, a key of mitzvah by Dibur. a person could be over an Aveira B'dibur, speaking Lashon Hara. Then there's also a mitzvah, a person could be B'machshava, Sheish mitzvah, T'midius is B'machshava. An Aveira person could be over B'machshava, Zatei Kvira, V'lei Sesurach, L'vavchem. He's Aveira also a person B'machshava. So what's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim? The mitzvah Kibbut Aveim is what? There's a mitzvah, Pashas, it's a mitzvah, B'maisa. You give them to eat, Machileu, Mashkeu. No? Could be you'll also tell me that it's B'dibur, because the Allah is also a person, we'll see in the Poskim, that when a person speaks to his parents, he's supposed to speak to them with the full respect, so it's also B'dibur. Zokta Chaya Adam, the kibbut, the mitzvahs kibbut aveim, is b'machshava, b'maiso, b'dibur, all three. All three mitzvahs, makayim, all three are fine. B'machshava, b'dibur, b'maiso. Now, b'machshava, zokta chay adam, v'haynu, yichabed machshava. The ain loymer, a person shouldn't say, listen, I'm not so into my parents, I really don't respect them. Hey, b'libo b'einav, hey, nivzim. You know, you speak to them nicely and you do things for them. No. So he says that's not good. It's not good. When the Torah says a person is supposed to be machabed his parents, shemachabdam beliboy sheheim chashuvim beinav ubeliboy dahainu. A person should think in his eyes, even though sometimes it's maybe not like that, but mitzvahs kibbut aveim is machayv, that when a person's machayv, you should think that his parents are sheyidna be'ena shem gedoylem v'nich b'dei aretz. For the child of kibbut aveim, he has to have in mind that his parents are mamish gedoylem shebaretz. Zokter chayad of a zeh ikur kibbut. This is the ikur. The ikur kibbut is machshava. What's the pshat? Why is the ikur kibbut machshava? So the Sefer Charedim, which really the Chayadim is quoting, the Sefer Charedim is split into three. When he goes through the mitzvahs, the first chelik, he goes through all the mitzvahs that are b'maisa, b'machshav, I'm sorry. And then he goes through some mitzvahs that you mekayim, b'kane, b'dibur, and then these machshavas that you mekayim, b'maisa. So the first mitzvah that he speaks about, the first in the mitzvahs of a machshava, zok to sefer charedim el al karcha chachi kamar by mitzvahs kibbut aveim, el al karcha chachi kamar. Ves yirei Hashem yichabed beinav sheyidme beliboy sheim gedolim v'nechba de'aretz. The chay adam quotes shezeu ikur kvoidam u'metoych kach vade yichabed b'dibur b'maisa. This is a very vichtig. All the poets can bring this. If a person has the perspective of kibbut aveim, that the mitzvah saseh d'oraisa is be'ikur b'machshava, b'meila b'dibur b'maisa already will go smoothly. You have to start off, it starts off b'machshava. Once a person does machshava, b'meila will have b'dibur b'maisa also. But often, we'll get into different shilas. One of the big shilas that come is, Nebuch, a person's parents get older and it becomes very hard. So there's a shiloh putting them to nursing home, these different shilohs that come up. So one thing is for sure, whatever a person has to do, but if a person has this machshava, zok to charedim, the machshava that he respects them, then already the dibur and the maisa, that comes memela, comes easier. The Sefer Charedim, when he speaks about in the Perek Revi, mitzvahs asay min atayrat luis v'peh b'kana, speaking. So he starts off, the first mitzvah is the first mitzvah is kibbut aveim. Dibur chamishi daseres adibris kabad asavicha v'asimecha chayiv l'chavdam b'dibur. Just like we add that you're supposed to machavadam pashat kibbut ezer kibbut the Shulchan Aruch says machileu mashkeu, that's kibbut b'maisa. B'dibur means kabbat asivich v'asimecha chayel chavdam b'dibur shiyadabalem b'nachas b'loshen raka, speak to them with respect softly v'kovid v'adnes k'medabal amelch. When a person speaks to his parents, he's supposed to speak like he's speaking to a king. So that's after b'machshava, then comes b'dibur. And then in the fifth parak, the Sefer Charedim says what's mitzvah asayim in atayrat luyois b'yadayim v'b'chol aguf. mitzvahs that are taloi b'maisa. Zogt Sefer Charedim Dibur Chamishi Kavod Asavicha Vasimecha Sheim Shtei Anofim Atluim B'Dibur, and he says, which is Kedachasivna Lael Perik Dalad of Dibur is Nabi b'maisa. In other words, Zogt Charedim, the machshava, I'm sorry, the dibur and the mais of kibbut avayim are all anofim of the mitzvah of the machshava. So we had kibbut avayim is altakar satoiv, and now we see over here that the mitzvah, what's the mitzvah of kibbut avayim? Kibbut avayim is b'machshava, to respect them, to have a mind, you respect them b'machshava, b'dibur or b'maisa. Now, we want to go a step weiter. The kiyum mitzvah machshava dibur b'maisa. Zok the chaya adam. Another moiridige zach in the. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch.
So you kiyum the mitzvah same when you have this machshava.
Yeah.
Why isn't it brought down?
It's a good shaila, but I'm just showing you the charedim when he goes through the listing of the tarryag mitzvahs, and he splits up some mitzvahs in the Torah b'kum ba'aseh, some a bit machshava. Yeah, you're asking good, Taka, why it's not brought. Lemaisa, the way
that's
I would.
That's the number one thing, that's the way you start with.
Sachakom saying a chay adam, you're right. I mean, you're asking a shayla, that should be. Lemaisa, when it's.
If it's not lachamaisa, it's like
even if it's not, it's zicha, he says to eitza toiva, meaning to say is if a person will do it, b'machshava, meila, everything will come, b'meila. What'd you say? The Sefer Charedim says, when the Sefer Charedim Avada, absolutely, the Sefer Charedim, when he speaks out the mitzvah of kibbut, what'd you say?
It's part of the kibbut,
you have to have itself is a kibbut. Yeah, what's, why, let's say, Lanaf Gemit, if somebody thinks, respects them, and he never gets to Chavez, his parents live somewhere else, and it's before the telephones, he can't speak to them. So why should you not be Makayim? You have to have all three things.
Part of the mitzvah, you have to have Mashallah also, but it's not Makayim and Mashallah itself.
So what does it mean when the Charedim lists out, I hear what you're saying, when he lists out the list of the different mitzvahs that you Makayim. So he says one of the mitzvahs are, is a mitzvah of Machshava. You want to say it's linked to the other mitzvahs, the other Chalakim also? It's a Chiddush, he's listing out all the mitzvahs that you Makayim and Machshava, and this is one of the mitzvahs. We'll leave that for now. That's the speak about it a lot. Why Esav is mamash considered, you know, the baki in kibbut avayim. Okay, we'll leave it. The Chai Adam brings another nekuda, which is negeya vayte b'toras hakdama, the mitzvah of kibbut avayim. The Chai Adam brings in the mitzvah of kibbut avayim that a person's mechuyev to love his parents. I don't know if you, I don't remember seeing that in the Shulchan Aruch also. Maybe that's why the Poshet. I'm saying these are did. He says, Upshita shetzarech la'ava oisam kegufa. A person is supposed to love his parents like himself. That's Poshet because v'haftaracha kamoicha. You're supposed to love everybody like yourself, see your parents as well. But Zokta Chayadam Vaiter, Elo sheba'ave v'imoy huksha avosam la'ava samokam. Your parents is even another madrega. Your parents, you're supposed to love them. Vaiter even la'avas amakum k'disa b'zoyer. Sheyeh. And then he says, if not, it's a nenash. But he says, sheyev oisa mahava as a very strong. K'derach shehoyu oivim oisa v'la'iyot. Just like his parents loved him, and they worked very hard to be begadalim. You also shall love your parents. Sheyev oisam ava azak aderech shahoyu oivim oisai and vlayir terech lamasa. Either it shouldn't be for you a work your parents or mameila vlayir terech lamasa.
Kibud or another thing.
What'd you say?
Kibud.
Very good, very good. Is this another nekuda or it's michlal kibud? Very good. So. The Shita Makabatis and Bechiris brings a Rosh, Davav. The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva darshan all essence Sheba Torah, what it's coming to be Marba. Tuli came to the Pasig in Ekiv, Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, so he was Poirish. Es Hashem Alekecha Tira, who could you be Marba? When the Torah says to be Yare from the Avish, who could you be Marba? Then the Gemara says, "Lamaisla Rabbis Talmid Chachamim." That you could be marve b'doyme to be marve from Hashem. So the Shita asks, brings the Rosh a different shaila, and then Memeli's Meyachshav this shaila. He asks the shaila like this: why did Rabbi Akiva stop only in Parshas Ekev? If you turn back a parsha in Veschaner by Kriyashma, Sheit Vahafta Es Hashem Alekecha. And over there, it's also S. What could you be marv over there? Es Hashem. Who could you love like Es Hashem Alekecha? Who could you be marv? So why over there wasn't Rabbi Akiva Pirish? He was only Pirish later on when he got to Es Hashem Alekecha Tira. Zokta Shita Makabet says, because that we never had a shaila, because it's hukash kvoidam lekvoidam akam, and the meila, this is your answer. Very good. You ask kavod and ava. To say zetzachos when the Torah says to be machabed your parents kibud, and it's hukash kvoidam lekvoidam akam. So shita, I in the shita, I'm saying over the words of shita, when it's hukash kvoidam lekvoidam akam. Memela, it's not a shayla b'chlal for Rabbi Akiva anymore to be marba what the Torah says. V'ahavtas Hashem alakach, you shall love the Eibishter to be marba that you shall love your parents. Because far hukash, the Eibishter already hukash kvoidam lekvoidam akam. So what do you need more? So Memela, lagabi, to love Hashem and to be marba to love your parents, that's not a chiddush, that's not shver. So Memela, we have like this. We have Sidi's a mitzvah's kibud is b'machshava b'dibur b'maisa, and we also have that in the mitzvah's kibud, besides doing it b'machshava b'dibur b'maisa, is included that is also la'avam. Just to be Messiah, the Rambam in Igeris, one of the letters he wrote, he was a Geret Tzedek that was complaining to him that the Eden are not so nice to him. He felt a little bit out of, you know, misplaced. So, you know, he wrote to the Rambam, he was complaining. So the Rambam writes back a whole letter, a chizak to be machazak him. Be machazak this Geret Tzedek. So, toich the letter, the Rambam writes, it's more in Shailas Teshuvah, the Rambam. In the Rambam writes, I don't have the lashon here, the Rambam writes that the only place that the Torah writes to love somebody, that's to everybody, but the only place that the Torah says to love specifically is only by a ger, v'ahavta as a ger, that's the only place. The Rambam says a ger you're supposed to love, parents you're supposed to be b'chavad, they don't have the exact lashon, and a navi you're supposed to listen to. So l'chayr, this would be a little bit of a shayla. We just finished saying that you're supposed to love your parents, right? The chayodim. Shiyev oisa mahava aza. So the Rambam l'chayr says that you don't have to. L'chayr, the teretz is gan spashit. What say? Doesn't say. L'chayr, that's the teretz. Some want to say that it doesn't say mefurish and the Rambam and a drasha. That's called the rabbana, but it doesn't say enchanami. He meant to say that the only time that the Torah is metzavah mefurish. Then when does the Torah say chlor that you're supposed to love somebody? So the miyuchid, that's only by a ger. Just one more zach that I left out, legabi the chinuch, which we said out akaras atoiv. It's miyushav the shaila, the one who kuda back over there. We said akaras atoiv to the Eibishter, akaras atoiv to the appearance, akaras atoiv to the Eibishter. It's miyushav the famous shaila by the aseres adibris. The first five is Ben Adam Lamakim Anoichel Yelachan. This next five Lesignay Lesirtzach is Ben Adam Lachaveroi. So the famous Shaila, the Rishonim all ask the Shaila. Lachayra, the fifth of the first one of the first half of the Aseres Adibish, which is Kavod Asavicha Vasimecha, Lachayra belongs on the second half and belongs by the Ben Adam Lachaveroi. Avada, there's a shayla, the Menchas Chinuch clears a shayla. If the mitzvah of Kibbut Ava'im is Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi, Ben Adam L'Maka, we'll leave it for a different time. Pashas is Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi because it's Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi between one person and another person. But he says maybe it's not Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi because Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi means between everybody. Here it's only you and your parents, maybe it's not Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. A big nafkamin is if somebody's over on Kibbut Ava'im, does he have to get mechila from his parents? We know mitzvah bein adam lamakoyim yom kippur tshuva is machaper. Mitzvah bein adam lachaveri ain't tshuva machaperes till you have mechila. So you have to ask mechila. But anyways, the shaila is why is it in the first of the Aseres HaDibros Kavod HaSavicha L'Chayr, it's a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiroi. Whether it's bein adam l'makom bein adam l'chaveiroi, but since the mitzvah is coming to be that it's a karas hatoiv to the Eibishter, so may therefore it's on the first of the Aseres HaDibros, because l'mais is coming for karas hatoiv to the Eibishter.